Okay, we're here with JJ Gray at Forecastle 2014. JJ, how you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Welcome to Louisville. There's Scott White.
Mike, JJ.
Hey, all right.
You want me to just jump right in?
Do it.
Dude, I got to ask you one thing.
Okay.
I've been listening to you since you're on Fog City, Lock Loose, all those albums. You come out, and as I recall, you're basically a solo act when it came out, Georgia Warhouse. Warhorse, I mean.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So you name an album after a grasshopper. I'm thinking, what next? What are you doing now? How do you top a grasshopper?
Well, we did this river. Now, this album is going to be called, the next one, mm-hmm. It's coming out next year, it'll be called Old Glory, which is the son.
The son of Georgia Warhouse?
Just the son.
Yeah, oh, the son.
In the sky, the sun.
No kid.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I was curious about, my wife's family's from South Georgia, and they've always taken the position that the South ends just south of Jacksonville.
Uh-huh.
Do you think of yourself as a Southern musician?
I'm definitely Southern. I'm at least
born. I know you're from the South, but you think of yourself.
I was born and raised in the Southern culture. And honestly, you know, I'm 25 minutes from the Georgia line. But if you kind of go straight down the middle of Florida,
mm-hmm.
it's all Southern people. And you hop over Orlando, and you get down to Okeechobee,
uh-huh.
and Belleglade, and all that. That's Southern. It's as Southern
still
as
is.
Oh yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, it's only along the coast where it's a lot more cosmopolitan.
Uh-huh.
But when you move inland, it's like Porky's. You know, it's still like Porky. It's down south. You know.
Well, you know, because I mean, you know, there's a real, you know, kind of idea of a Southern literature. You know, like guys like Faulkner or Harper Lee or whatever. And there seems to be a Southern rock. I guess it's even a genre. I mean, do you think of yourself as a Southern artist? Or I mean, that's kind of what I'm getting at. How do you think of yourself?
Well, I think that I'm from the South, influenced by all that stuff. It was easiest for me. And mm-hmm. a lot of the musicians came from there, Allman Brothers, Skinner, whatnot, from Jacksonville area. And then, but for me, it would have to stop at a caricature. You know what I mean? You just be who you are, where you're from, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and that shows up in what I do and the way I do it, and whether I like it or don't, you know, because I used to not. When I was young, I wanted to be.
You didn't want that accent.
No, I wanted to be somebody.
I
wanted to be Adam Ant, you know, or Elvis Costello, you know, and those guys were great too. But the thing was that.
Adam Ant.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, MTV man.
Yeah. I know.
Dude.
I know.
When you're a kid, you know. Well, I didn't want to be Adam Ant too bad, but I was more like I wanted to be in Gang of Four, the band of Gang of Four.
That's
I love that.
That's what I'm talking about.
But, if I be honest, and I still love all that music. But the point was is that I tried to do everything except me, and then whenever I kind of gave up doing music, and then I just kind of backed my way into what I'm doing now. Of course, you know, it started some years back, but I just wound up singing about the people I know, the places where I live, and other things, and it just...
You just kind of triggered a thought. I mean, a lot of people, when they talk about J.J. Gray and Mofro, I mean, because you do a lot of the festivals, you almost get stereotyped to some degree in that whole jam band scene,
uh-huh.
which is, you know... I hear what you're doing much more of a storyteller. I mean, a lot of your songs are about places. You had the whole album, Lock Loose, situated around a lake. I mean, how do you feel? You look at yourself? Are you looking for a particular sound?
No.
You're trying to tell a particular story.
Yeah, I'm just doing it and trying to tell a story, and wherever it lands, it lands. I don't believe in trying to change. To me, it's like, There's different disciplines or different ideas about music and about musicians. Some people think you have to change on every album, and to me, it's as silly as somebody's got to change every day. Like
mm-hmm.
you're you today, tomorrow you got to come and you got to be dressed like a pirate. And you got to be somebody different, and the next day you got to come and be. I'm like, I'm just gonna be me, man. I don't care about all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But other people can do that wonderfully, impersonate
mm-hmm.
a caricature or a character. That's just not, I'm not good at that. I never was. And so I just do what I do and let the chips fall where they may. And as far as like the jam band world, it was just by association. Funnily enough, the band, you know, Fog City Records put out the first two albums, and Galactic was the biggest act that Dan had at the time. and people consider them a jam band. I don't even consider them a jam band.
They're really more of a New Orleans kind of,
New Orleans instrumental, but well, at the time they had
a
house band.
Now too, house band.
House band, and it was a lot of singing. And but honestly, the same thing happened. As soon as I got signed, I never had one human being call us a blues act. Not one review, not one interview, nothing.
Really?
As soon as I got signed to Alligator, we were
a blues band.
Blues band. Blues act. Yeah, I'm blues. I had one or two people say blues man. I'm like, I ain't no blues man. In the first place. There's very few of those alive, and that's a whole different kettle of fish.
Did you get to ever play much with what you would consider true bluesmen?
No, I mean, well, yeah, I got to open up for you. I got to play with Buddy Guy, who I love, and R.L. Burnside and T Model 4, some of those North Hill, North Mississippi cats.
Talk a little bit more about R.L.
Y'all, he was phenomenal, you know, and he was just like, to me, and knowing Dwayne and a lot of cats in the family, meeting him over the years, through Luther Dickinson and Cody, my boys in North Mississippi All-Stars, and I met all these people through all those guys touring all these years, and they've been nothing but good to us. But R.L. was—he's influenced me, you know, recently. You know, whenever I got hip to him, and those guys, and Junior Kimbrough and my dad looked like twins on that one record where Junior's got his shirt off, and he's got a cigarette in his hand. Him and my dad could be twins, but and they grew up the same. The whole culture. It was very similar, so when the people speak the language, you understand, you know what I mean, and everybody understands at some level, you know, because whether it's music from Jamaica, all the people they're looking for something real.
Let me ask you, because that is, you know, Toots and the Maytals.
Yeah.
I mean, phenomenal band. You know, listening to your first two albums on Fog City, you know, I guess the last thing I would have ever pictured is you doing a collaboration with Toots.
Yeah.
What was that like? How did you end up going in that direction? Because, to be honest with you, I've always kind of thought you were bluesy, that from your early albums, but, man, doing that stuff you did, I guess, what, one or two albums ago it was?
Yeah, he played on Georgia Wars. He sang the song The Sweetest Thing with me. He's been a hero of mine since, you know, I did Blackwater and Lock Loose. I was 30.
Yeah.
He did those albums. I mean, I've been on his album since I was 20, and he's one of my biggest influences as a singer. He's one of my favorite singers of all time. And then, you know, I got half my family's from the West Indies, and I just,
oh really?
Oh yeah, I love my, and then my dad's side is from Barbados, and then my wife's dad's from Trinidad, and going down there, and you know. Enough so
you're
much
right
to
in the middle of all that.
You know, until you toy like that, you know what I'm about to say. Yeah.
Let's go to New Orleans and cook something up for us.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it's
and
just,
then you got a little Georgia or a little North Florida redneck to throw in a spice.
All that.
It's probably a whole lot of that, right?
Hey, I had a guy come over the other day, he's gonna put bees on my place. He looked like a good old Lake Butler redneck. Pulled up there and he got out. Well, I'm like, you know, talking like that. He's from Jamaica, born and raised in Jamaica.
Unbelievable. Hey, man, JJ, thank you.
Thank you.
Great set today.
Thank you. It was so much.
Come back. You know, we'd like to make you kick-ass Kentuckian. So bring it on back.
I got made a colonel here, official.
Well, allow me to stand up.
Awesome.
Thanks, man. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I don't know what it means to be a Kentucky colonel, but I got made one. I got.